You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. In the wake of today's sweeping executive order by US President Donald Trump to reverse efforts to address climate change and instead protect the oil, gas and coal industries, Greenpeace New Zealand is preparing to go and confront his agenda at sea. Oil giants Chevron and Statoil are currently using the world's biggest seismic ship, the 125-metre-long Amazon Warrior, to search for oil off the Wairarapa coast. Greenpeace New Zealand Executive Director Dr. Russell Norman says that Greenpeace will head out to sea for protest in the coming weeks. BFM reporter Ambrose Omega spoke to Russell earlier this morning and started out with the question of exactly what Greenpeace are hoping to achieve.
If we're going to have a stable climate, keep climate change under 2 degrees, we can't afford to burn the fossil fuels we've already found. So the Amazon Warrior is trying to find more fossil fuels on behalf of Chevron and Statoil so that they can be burned. So if we're going to have a future, then the oil industry has to have no future, and that means we have to stop them finding and exploiting new oil reserves. So the whole purpose of the Greenpeace boat is to go and confront the Amazon Warrior.
So just to build on to that, what do you think our government should be doing to help fight this?
If the government was serious about climate change, it would have a plan to reduce emissions, both from the agricultural sector and transport, but it would also not be searching for new fossil fuel reserves, because the science is plain as day. We can't even afford to burn the existing fossil fuel reserves. So why is the New Zealand government subsidising oil companies to find more fossil fuel reserves? It doesn't make any sense if you want a stable climate.
So this is all in response, so it's not in response, it's partially in response to the executive order from President Trump. How can we as New Zealanders kind of fight a US executive order? Obviously we can protest and we can do things like what you're doing now, but at the end of the day, this is a United States order and it's a totally separate government. Do you really think that Trump and his fellow politicians will be listening to any of this?
Yeah, I mean, the fossil fuel president, Donald Trump, is operating on behalf of global oil companies, and so he is their representative. His job is to advance the interests, the short-term profits of oil companies. And so confronting oil companies anywhere on the planet is opposing Donald Trump's agenda. And so we're confronting Chevron, which Donald Trump has shares in, and Chevron also partially funded Donald Trump's inauguration as president. And we're opposing Statoil, which is a Norwegian oil company. So when you confront and oppose these global oil companies, wherever you do it, you're impacting on Donald Trump, because he is the leader of the global fossil fuel madness for the moment. And so we're taking on oil companies and hence taking on the fossil fuel president.
Can you just explain a bit about the executive order, just about how it's kind of working and how quickly you think it will start to have negative effects?
The executive order that Obama got through essentially incentivized US states to clean up their electricity generation, and so they're moving away from coal, and there's been significant progress there. It's part of achieving the climate reduction targets that the United States agreed to at the Paris climate meeting. And so what Donald Trump's trying to do is remove those parts, the bits that incentivize and push states to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Now, whether he'll be successful at that or not, we don't know yet, because it's not a simple thing to reverse these executive orders that Obama put in, and there'll be enormous legal challenges, I'm sure. And the bigger picture really is Trump's really fighting against history. When you look at what's happening in the United States, what's happening is that your coal use is dropping, you've seen this massive boom in solar, there's heaps more people employed in solar now than fossil fuel extraction. Trump's trying to turn back the clock on the clean energy revolution, and I think he's going to fail, but it's really critical that we confront him and take him on to make sure that he does fail.
So around, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.